Small towns along Colorado's Front Range are booming, but they often don't have enough water to serve their new residents and businesses. Buying more is expensive, and as Jody Peterson reports, some communities are finding that it's cheaper to get water by conserving it instead.
On the cottonwood-lined main street of Severance, Colorado, morning birdsong fills the air. It's soon drowned out, though, by the roar of a backhoe. This former farm town is replacing crumbling old water lines that serve a rapidly growing population. Severance has doubled in size over the last 5 years, as homebuyers, thwarted by soaring prices in Denver and Fort Collins, look for more affordable options.
Definitely have seen a lot of growth.
That's Severance's community development director, Mitch Nelson. He says one of the biggest challenges his town faces is securing enough water for continued growth. That wasn't something Severance had to worry about just a decade ago. Now, as drought strains the state and tens of thousands of newcomers move to the busy Front Range each year, towns like Severance are thinking about growth and water usage in ways that they never have before. Here's Nelson again.
In the past, the town's future goals from a land use standpoint wasn't discussed alongside water conservation and Severance, so that was the first step.
But figuring out where this new water will come from is another question. While large cities on the Front Range have senior water rights and long-established supplies, small towns like Severance usually do not. Severance relies on the Colorado Big Thompson Project, which delivers water from the headwaters of the Colorado River to more than 1 million Front Range residents each year. However, one unit of that water is now approaching $65,000, nearly 10 times what it cost just a decade ago, thanks to higher demand and shrinking supplies from decades of drought. Now, towns are finding a way to avoid buying so much of that expensive water, doubling down on conservation.
So for communities like Severance, the cost per acre foot of conservation is significantly less expensive than new supply.
That's Lindsay Rogers, the Colorado Basin Program Manager for the WaterNow Alliance. But conservation alone can't meet all of a town's future water needs, says Mitch Nelson, Severance's community development director.
You have to do both. You have to acquire the potable water because that is what people use to drink and reduce the usage of water for irrigation.
That reduction in irrigation water use is mostly going to happen in new developments, as towns like Severance work to integrate water planning into their land use planning for the future. Making growth water smart from the start provides more bang for the buck, says Aaron Rugland, program manager at the Arizona-based Babbitt Center for Land and Water Policy.
So that developments are made to be more water efficient rather than trying to incentivize individual homeowners, businesses to reduce their water use.
In January, the town approved a comprehensive plan that incorporates conservation throughout. It identifies opportunities like making landscaping more water efficient and creating a fee structure to encourage conservation.
Town core is intended to be, you know, mixed-use housing, higher densities, commercial. That brown area is where we've seen.
Back in Severance, Mitch Nelson describes a map hanging on his office wall that shows future growth areas. Other small Front Range towns have created similar maps and plans. They've implemented water efficiency improvements and passed conservation ordinances. And they've also bought out farms to use the water rights for more subdivisions. Severance, says Nelson, is trying to avoid that.
I think the goal is just to try and maintain those historic uses and not dry this area up.
These small Front Range towns will keep growing for the foreseeable future, but planning now for water conservation can take the pressure off, allowing towns to not have to compete quite so hard for their slice of the region's limited water supply. I'm Jody Peterson in Fort Collins, Colorado.
This story is part of ongoing coverage of the Colorado River, produced by KUNC and supported by the Walton Family Foundation.